U.S. senior negotiator James DeHart said Seoul's proposals fell short of requests for fair and equitable burden sharing. South Korea implied Washington was being unreasonable in its demand that Seoul reportedly pay close to $5 billion to cover the cost of American forces in the country. That would be a near fivefold increase to the amount previously agreed upon. American forces have been stationed on the Korean Peninsula since the Korean War ended with an armistice back in 1953. The military alliance has benefited both sides. South Korea receives military support along its border with North Korea, while the U.S. has a strategic base in Asia. The bigger issue is the Trump administration's belief that wealthy nations are freeloading off the United States. Tony Waterman, Washington.